Time now for this morning's Mendocino Coast Health Report. As always, we have previous episodes uploaded as podcasts on our website at kozt.com. There's a link right there on our homepage. You can get caught up on anything that you might have missed, but we are right up to date, so let me throw it over to Joe Rogelski at the Coast News Desk.
All right, thanks, Dred. And what we're doing now, on Tuesdays, it's the Mendocino Coast District Hospital, and on Thursdays, the Coast Health Report will come from the Mendocino Coast Clinic. So Will Lee puts it together for us when it comes to the hospital. And Will, I understand this morning we have Dr. Robin Saran with us.
That's correct. Thank you so much. I'd just like to report that the city is working with the Mendocino Coast Clinics, actually, and the Coastal Street Medicine Program, where we were allocated 200 COVID-19 test kits. And the focus of this surveillance testing is for asymptomatic essential workers. So essential workers are more likely to be exposed to the virus and, as a result, expose others. So this could make a good sample to determine if the virus is present in Fort Bragg. So as of 8 o'clock this morning, 146 essential workers signed up for testing. So any essential workers out there, grocery store clerks, workers, store convenience stores, you can call the city. And if you are interested in participating, I believe we have 40 open slot tests for Friday. And the number to call for that is 961-2823, extension 100. Again, that number, if any essential workers are interested in testing at Mendocino Coast Clinics, that's 961-2823, extension 100. And I'm going to pass the phone over to Dr. Robin Saran. He's our chief of medicine at the Mendocino Coast District Hospital and our emergency room director. Dr. Saran.
Good morning, Mendocino Coast. As most have heard, we had an ER staff member test positive for COVID. We have informed all possible contacts and offered testing. To date, we have had 187 COVID tests through our hospital, and there have been zero positive cases. The employee who tested positive was tested elsewhere. Having zero positive tests to date shows that our policies here at Mendocino Coast have created a safe environment. We screen all of our staff daily, as well as all of our patients, for COVID. Our wearing of masks and diligent hand washing has been extremely effective. So feel secure in coming to the emergency room if you have chest pain, abdominal pain, fever, or injury. If you have a cough without fever or shortness of breath, it's better to stay home. We are here to serve you. Thank you.
All right. Will, was Judy Leach available?
She is not, but we will get her on the line next week. We appreciate it. Any questions from you to us?
From what Dr. Saran just said, there's still, a few tests still to come in, but basically 187 tests negative. So it looks like this situation with the one worker who's now out of state essentially is under control. That's my understanding.
That's exactly right. And we're so happy to report that today.
All right. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. Appreciate it. This has been the Mendocino Coast Health Report. It'll be on again on Thursday with the Mendocino Coast Clinics. Rogelski here from the Coast.